Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few on the platform as well. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use your points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. And now on with the memes. This week's first one is a story about how Eminem dissed Michael Jackson, and MJ didn't say anything. Instead, he got even in a sneaky way by purchasing the rights to Eminem's music, so he could get paid every time he performed. That was a pimp move on his part. He did the same to Paul McCartney and bought the rights to the Beatles albums. Except in that case, Paul didn't piss him off, and he just wanted to take the rights to the music anyway. Up next, when New York looked like Blade Runner 2049 from all the burning Canadian wildfires, many began saying that it's because Canada's women-only wilderness firefighting team did a training exercise on how to do a controlled burn, and the fire got out of control. While that did happen earlier this year, it didn't make the Orange Man's city orange. The fire that did this was in Quebec, and many think it was intentionally set by Canada's biggest blackface climate change activist, as there are satellite photos of 25 wildfires starting simultaneously. Number three, I asked the question, would you? I guess the better question to ask is, would you if you could? At first, I thought that these were knuckles for my hand, but I quickly asked the question, why are those fingers wearing sneakers? If this woman was interested in me, I would run away. Actually, I wouldn't have to run very fast because odds are she couldn't walk very far either. If it's even a she and not some sort of man in a muumuu. The question after could would be how much she would actually have to pay you. Moving on, we have an oldie from OkCupid gathering data about when women met men and how they would rate their attractiveness on a scale of 1 to 7. This is telling me that it's worse than we think, that 90% of men are below average for women. And you just know that the top 10% of men are having a field day making alpha widows out there. If the top guys are wealthy and good-looking, they could have tons of babies with them. But they usually aren't, so the human race is doomed until we find another solution. Number 5, we have Elle Fanning complaining that someone told her that she was unbangable at 16, and therefore she didn't get the film role. I didn't even know who she was until I looked her up, and she's the sister of Dakota Fanning, and she is in one of the two things that I watched, including Maleficent and Mary Shelley. Now she does the same playbook as lonely fans models do with regards to begging for attention and money. They go on the New York Post. Maybe if she got a couple of implants, her career would inflate again. Up next, we got Nicole Mitchell, the Lonely Friends girl that used to be a pastor. She claims that going on that platform has made her a better mother. Maybe monetarily, but she knows that her children are going to get teased at school when they get old enough because of what she's doing. I don't think she understands the longer-term consequences to her kids, or if she even cares. Number 7 is a message from a woman that's complaining about her boyfriend crying all the time when he hears music, when he cares about his friends, as well as when he drinks. First, she thought it was nice that he let his emotions out, but now she finds it irritating. They've been together for 8 years now. Women don't even want men to cry happy tears when we hear great music, not just the bad ones behind closed doors. They don't care about our feelings now, do they? Number 8, we have a woman with the list of things she wants in a man. 6 feet tall, $300,000 to $500,000 income per year, self-made, and most importantly, loves her. Of course, there's no mention of what she offers him. Also, you know this list is going to fly out the window the first uber-attractive man that gives her the time of day. All that'll matter is that he's 6 feet tall and hot. Then she'll become an alpha widow and have to get a cat and a box of wine. Moving on, we have a psychological test. Is this girl A, leaving the Ferrari? B, getting into the Ferrari? Or C, what Ferrari? I, once you see her, you don't even care about the car anymore. Some say that the right answer is double D. I say that the answer is E. What girl? Nice car though, but hey, that's just me. Number 10, we have a woman that works for DC Metro that has had to apologize for posting commuters, i.e. men's crotch pictures, to slam manspreading. So my guess is that shaming men publicly probably got a lawsuit thrown their way. Usually it's impossible for a woman to take accountability. I wonder why she did. She also looks like she hasn't ridden the subway since college. Maybe she published a picture of someone that looked like a man, but really identified as a woman, and it's screwed with their alphabet people programming. Up next is a post that says that masculinity is not for women to define. One of my smart followers says that Breefold's Law seems to say otherwise, meaning that women get to pick who they breed with, so therefore, they breed with the men with the type of masculinity they see as having the highest value. But us men that are already here that have a chance to pass down our genes or not, that don't fall prey to female validation, definitely say otherwise. Number 12, we have Johnny Depp, and he's refusing to return to Pirates of the Caribbean because of the way that Disney treated him during the Amber Turd debacle. But we know the real reason. They've been wrecking every single intellectual property left and right, and he probably just doesn't want to be a woke Jack Sparrow. Moving on, we have Brian Sanchez, a guy from Georgia, that flew to Turkey and spent $100,000 to go from 6 feet tall to 6 foot seven. Incels are wondering why he did that, because it doesn't make any sense to them. But it does make sense. Women say that 6 foot six is their ideal height in a man now. So now it's going to be an arms race, more like a legs race, as more men get into the procedure, and being 6 feet tall will now become the new 5 foot nine. Number 14, we have a woman complaining that ever since she started making Lonely Fans money, she isn't happy, and now no man in the world is going to want her. Correction, no man that she wants is going to want her instead. There are plenty of other guys named Kumar that'll definitely want a coom in her. Plus isn't it only one half of 1% that make all the money on that platform? So she's lost access to the best men, and for very little moolah. No wonder she's unhappy. Up next, ask the question, why do women think this many tattoos is attractive? Your answers vary from things like trying to make themselves look like the men they want to attract, the way that a nice guy acts when he wants to attract a nice girl. These women looking like this aren't attracting the best men, just like the nice guys aren't attracting the best women, or any women for that matter. Plus, most tattoos are ugly, so it instantly shows you a woman that lacks creativity and has totally bad taste. Moving on, we have a man that stood up for a 6-hour flight so his wife could get some sleep. Trey, the woman posting this, says, now that's love. I disagree. That's slavery. Usually the flight attendants will tell you to sit down, but I'm guessing that in this scenario, it activated their female own group preference, so they let him stand. Simping has reached epidemic proportions. In the past, women like this would have been at the back of the plane or bus riding along with all the chickens. Now she's turning her husband into Gonzo. Number 17, we have Amy. She was studying medicine and now apparently makes $12,000 a day from lonely friends. Now she's wondering if that's going to prevent a future medical career. In 5 to 10 years, no one will care if you have a body count of 1,000 that's been documented on camera, especially if she's making well over $300,000 a month. That basically equates to $4 million a year. So in only 3 or 4 years, she could have $10 million after tax. This is the trajectory our society is heading down. 10 or 20 years ago, no one would have hired you if you were covered in tattoos. Today, it's commonplace. If she continues on to medical school, she should specialize in infectious disease. That could be useful for her. Number 18, we have Lauren Southern sharing her story about how her ex-husband abandoned her and her son. How she was living in a trailer park for 2 years as a single mother. Apparently, Rolo Tomasi spoke with her husband behind the scenes. And apparently, that's not true and that she lied about the story. But I can't confirm any of that. Apparently, she was also medicated for ADHD. Those are actually her words and not mine. Her story sounds really familiar. Next, we have a woman that got pregnant in the 8th grade. And there she is with a man that she got pregnant with. But then there she is again graduating high school at the age of 19. And the child looks nothing like the father. I don't know what is worse. That the kid looks nothing like the father, or that the father is nowhere to be seen in this picture. Your guess is as good as mine. Also, you know that her parents are pretty much raising her son, so that's the only good thing out of all of this. Number 20, we have a woman that finally met the man of her dreams with goals, isn't full of himself, and talks about his feelings. But even with the perfect man in the end, she likes him only as a friend. As they say, never listen to what a woman says. Always watch what she does instead. This is how you know she's already an alpha widow. It seems that the perfect man can't live up to the perfect-looking man that she slept with in a drunken stupor at the age of 19. Cats and box wine it is then. Here's someone I'm not sure if they're male or female that says that their family hates their extreme body modifications, but that men can't resist her charms. If she is a she, then the only ones that couldn't resist her are the ones that are an easy lay. Give her 10 years and she'll be asking where have all the good men gone to. She's a fetish and not a long-term relationship or marriage prospect. I also wonder what her definition of man is. Number 22 researchers in Australia have determined for the first time that offspring can resemble the mother's previous partner, but only in flies, it seems. This is a new form of non-genetic inheritance, and it makes you wonder if the same thing might be in play with humans. Luckily, we aren't flies, unless you take Jeff Goldblum into consideration. Moving on, we have a liberal woman that's having a hard time finding masculine men to date who aren't conservative. Gee, I wonder why she doesn't like soy boy snowflakes. I thought that liberal women were strong and independent and didn't need no man. Also, why would a conservative man looking for a traditional submissive woman look for someone that's an evil oppressor and that believes in a philosophy that says that masculinity is toxic? Paradox much. Number 24, we have a woman that went to her ex-boyfriend's house to get her clothes, and she found another woman's undies in her pile. I guess the song Irreplaceable by Beyoncé was originally written for a man. He must be a high-value man if women know he has or had a girlfriend and still wanted to get together with them. This woman also looks happy to know that her ex cheated on her. She looks like she's showing off instead of trying to shame him. Number 25, this week's last one, shows us the voodoo power of fake up and hair. The woman on the left looks 45 to 50 and undesirable. The one on the right looks youthful and somewhat desirable, like she's in her mid-30s. On top of that, with Photoshop and filters and one-day augmented reality, many 20-year-old guys will be getting together with 60-year-old women that look 20 using such technology. Women want a real man, but here's the proof that there usually isn't anything real about them except the scent of catfish. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content that you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.